Parshas Balak describes, as we know, the attempt, or to be more precise, the attempts, in a plural, of the non-Jewish Navi Bilam to curse the Jewish people at the behest of Balak Melech Moav, and the failure of each of those attempts, which turned into brachas. We all know the story. And at the very end of the whole episode, the Torah tells us in Bamidbar Perek Chav Dalet, Pasuk Yud, finally Balak lost his cool. He got upset, he got angry and frustrated. The Pasuk says, again, Perek Chav Dalet, Pasuk Yud, Vayichar af Balak el Bilam, Vayispok es Kapov. And Balak's anger flared against Bilam, and he clapped his hands, he smacked his hands together. By Omar Balak el Bilam, and Balak said to Bilam, Lakov oivai krasicha, I summoned you here to curse my enemies. Vinei berach tavarech, zeh shalosh pam, he ended up giving him a bracha three times. So we got annoyed with him, and basically told him the next pasuk to get lost, and that's the end of the whole episode. So it says, Vayispok es kapov, he clapped his hands together. Mistona, that's a sign of anger, frustration, like, you know, he was so annoyed, like, you know, he was frustrated, so he clapped his hands together. That's what Rashi says, Vayispok, that's the word, Vayispok, it's an unusual word. So Rashi says, Vayispok hika zu azu. He hit, you know, one hand with the other hand. He clapped his hands together as a sign of anger or frustration. So this particular verb, this word, Vayispok, or a form of this word, serves as a important source for a din that appears in regards to Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Yontif in a Mishnah in Maseches Beitza on the Aflamed Vav Amud Beis. Famous Mishnah, the fifth and last parak of Maseches Beitza. The Mishnah there says, I'll read it inside, that's exactly what I get to. The Mishnah says, it says as follows, Kol Shechayovin, the Mishnah in Beitza, the Aflamed Vav Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, a kol shechayavan al mishum shvus, mishum rishus, mishum mitzvah, b'shabes, chayavan al b'yomtiv. There are three categories of activities, or these particular three categories of activities that are prohibited on Shabbos. And the Mishnah here, Beitza talks mostly about the laws of Yomtiv. So it says these same categories are prohibited on Yomtiv as well. And it divides it here into three categories, shvus, rishus, and mitzvah. Rashi explains in the Mishnah, kol shechayavan al v'divrei sofrim, anything that's talking about dinim d'rabbanan, which is called the Shavuos. Everything on Shabbos in the Rabbanon is called the Shavuos. The Kol Shechayav Alav Medivrei Sofrin Shelo La'asosa B'Shabbos Mishum Shavuos. All Mishum Rishus. Or if the Rishus, Rishus meaning, Rashi says, Sheyesh Bo Ktzas Mitzvah. There is a Mitzvah element to this activity, but it's nevertheless forbidden. Okay, Avalo Mitzvah Gadol. It's not referring to a full-fledged Mitzvah. V'Karavu Liyos Dava HaRishus. It's like a Dava HaRishus in the sense that it's not a major Mitzvah. But Yesh Bo Issa Medivrei Sofrin. There's an Issa Medivrei Sofrin. All Mishum Mitzvah. All Sheyesh for mitzvah mamish, or it's a real mitzvah mamish, asur chachamim la'asos b'Shabbos, but the chachamim prohibited it on Shabbos. Whatever is true of Shabbos, says again Rashi, chayavin alav l'shalol la'asos b'yomtiv. Not allowed to do it on Yomtiv either. Okay, now we're not going to go into the difference between the three categories right now. Again, there's a famous Mishnah based on Lamed Vav Amud Beis, but the Mishnah gives examples of each of the categories, and it says elu hein mishum shvus. These are activities which are prohibited as din d'rabbanan. Okay, and it says, La'olin ba'ilan, I'll climb a tree, below roch and agave behemoth, you can't ride on an animal, below shatin al pneh mine, you can't swim in the water. And then it says, below metapchen, below misapkin, there's our word, why you spoke as kapo from Bilam. So it says, below metapchen, below misapkin, below meraktin. You're not allowed to clap or a slap. Okay, you'll have to define the difference between the top and the sopkin momentarily. Below meraktim, and now out of dance. Okay, we're talking about on Shabbos and Yontif. That's what it says here in this Mishnah. Okay, the Gemara explains towards the bottom of the page why. Below metapkin, below mesapkin, below meraktim. Gzeira shemiyasakin kleshir. All these activities, clapping your hands and slapping your legs, we'll see, and the dancing, these are all things which are associated with music. And they're afraid if people sit around kumzits and clapping their hands, and someone's going to take out a guitar and tune his guitar. There is an Isser on Shabbos at Semisakim Kleishir. That's in the category of Tikkun Mana. That's what Rashi explains on the bottom of the page, Rashi says, I'm sorry, Rashi's not here, but it's Tikkun Mana. We'll see other Rashi in a second. Right? That's the Isser of what we call Makar Patish. Okay, Rashi back in the Mishnah. We'll read the others in a second. But the basic idea is one of the 39 Malachas on Shabbos is called Makar Patish, where you take an item which is presently unusable in its current form and you do whatever tikkun is necessary to turn it into a fully usable item. So here you have a musical instrument that's out of tune and therefore doesn't do what you want it to do. Now you'll tinker with it a little bit, so that's called Misakan Kli Shir, Tikkun Mana, you're fixing a Kli, fixing something that's also on Shabbos. So they were afraid that if you're going to be clapping and stomping and dancing and this kind of stuff, so that's associated very often with musical instruments and musical activity. So Shemi Sakin Kleshir. That's the Mishnah and the Gemara here in Beitza, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis. What does it mean? What's that? It's all Durban. Okay. Now, I mean, Tikkun Mana is deraisa, but here it's Gzeira Shema. And it's you're afraid, again, people sitting around clapping and singing and dancing or whatever, although singing is not part of Gzeira, but they're afraid they'll take out a guitar, someone will tune his guitar, they'll tune the piano, whatever.
That's now,
those are examples of Shus. No, Rishus, we said something which is Karav. So again, I don't want to go into all that now. Rishus is like, Rishus is like it talks about the Din Torah, Chalitza, things like that, which are, so I don't go into that now. That's the rest of the mission, not our topic. Now, what exactly is Metapchen and Mesapchen? What's the difference? So Rashi says here in the Mishnah, back in the Mishnah, Rashi says, Ein Metapchen Biyad. Metapchen means clapping with your hand. Ein Mesapchen Al Yerech, on your, against your thighs, clapping, putting your hands against it. So that's the Rashi, two different things, similar in purpose, to keep the rhythm or whatever it is. One is clapping your hands together, that's a metapkin, Rashi says, the regal dancing, the kulon l'simcha l'shir. And all these things have to do with simcha and song. So the Gemara before, Gzeira Shemi Sakin, Kenegdim Kleshir, the Ka'avid Mana, you're fixing something. Okay, so that's the Rashi. So Rashi tells you that a metapkin Ein metapchin is biyad, and ein mesapkin is al yarech on your leg, on your thigh. Okay, now, Bekiva Eger here, in the Gilui Hashas, on this page, in, again, Beit HaDaf Lamed Vav Beis, on this Rashi, sends you to a Tosus and Moed Kotten Daf Chof Zayin Amud Beis. Okay, Tosus and Moed Kotten Daf Chof Zayin Amud Beis. There, the topic is activities that were done in the context of Avelis. People did, at a funeral would shriek and clap and do different things as a sign of mourning. So in the context of the discussion there, the Gemara makes a statement, and it says, Tipuach, the word metapchin, is biyad, okay, is done with your hands. So Tosus, what Tipuach biyad? So Tosus there, in Mod Kotten, Dach Kov Zanar Beit, Gatsa Rekiv Eger sends us, Dumasko Tipuach biyad, Kedepricious Sofet Kapov Zu Al Zu. You put your clap your hands together, Hachamash Bahari, it's quoted and so on. But then he says, he wonders, it's interesting, he says, he refers to our Rashi and Beitza. Tosas and Mokot and Chavzan and Beitza refers to our Rashi and Beitza, Lam and Vav and Beitza. Well, Mesapkin, Pirish Bekuntris Bebeitza, Kaf Al Yorich. Okay? He says, Rashi here in Beitza said, Mesapkin, okay, is Al Yerech, and Metapkin is Biyad, and that's fine, because the Mora says Tipuch Biyad, but ask Tosas, wait a second. What do you do with our pasuk here in Parshas Balak? It says by Yispok as Kapov, and Rashi and Chumash says Hika. How do we read it? It says back to that Rashi and Chumash. Hika Zulzo. He put his hands together. So the stickle steer in Rashi, the Rashi and Chumash translates by Yispok as Kapov by Bilam, by Balak, in the presence of Bilam as Hika Yad, hand Yazelz Yad Yad. Yet here in Beitza, in Lama Vav Med Beis, Rashi says no. Metapchin is biyad, but mesapchin is ayerech. And Tosus there, Mod Kotten says, in cave, ayispach is kaf of ayerech, hein shtei kapayim or shtei rechayim. Is that what it means? Is Rashi means you put two hands like this? It says, tzorach iyan. The Tosus leaves it tzorach iyan. Okay, again, it's not a bomb kasher, but he's pointing out, a little bit of a difference between Rashi. And he could argue, I saw in the Paris Yosef HaChadosh, he says you could argue that the Paris Yosef, quoted in the past, the Paris Yosef is a safe written in the early 1900s by a Talmud Chacham of the Gerachos named Yosef Patsanovsky, okay, where he wrote on every pasuk where there's a discussion in Medrash and Chuvas and Chassidish Sfarim, encyclopedic type of thing, but he only did through Vayikra. We only have two vayikra. I think only did two vayikra, and then they never finish it. So there's a Talmud Chacham in Eretz Yisrael. The daughter of Avraham Mandelbaum has written many, many songs like a machine, puts out Sarim, and so he sort of finished Bamidbar and Dvarim in the same style. You know, it's, he calls it Pardes Yel Zarachadosh. He writes, he's trying to finish up with this. So anyway, so he suggests, you have a principle, Lashon Torah L'chud, Lashon Chacham L'chud. Sometimes, you know, the way that Chacham uses a certain word is different than the way language changed, just like in English. You know, the way we use English today is not the same as Shakespeare's English. It's not the same as Chaucer's English, right? So, I mean, language changes, language evolves, even 10 or 15 years ago, the words mean different things. You know, I mean, so in Hebrew, that's the same thing. So Lashon Torah L'chud, Lashon Chacham L'chud. So that's a possibility here. The Rashi Chumash was translated by Yisburg Eskapov. That's the way the word was translated. That's what it meant in Biblical Hebrew. But in Rabbinic Hebrew, it means something else. Possibility. Okay. But anyway, that's the Tosus here. Points out Tosus leaves it Betzarach in. The problem with that Teretz is that there is another Rashi, okay, because this Mishnah, the same Mishnah, based on Daf Lamed Vav Beis, is quoted by Rashi in Masechet Shabbos. On Daf Kuf Mem Ches, I'm quoted by the Gemara. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Ches on Beis, quotes this Mishnah from Beitza, and there Rashi translates Misapkin Kaf Al Kaf Mishum Avel. There Rashi says Misapkin is like in the pasuk in Chumash, right? He spoke as Kapov, like in Chumash, Misapkin Kaf Al Kaf. What's Mitapkin Al Halev? Okay, the done your chest. It's a different story altogether. Okay, so you know, I'm not sure how will you know. Rashi there also says Meraktin. He says over there in Shabbos also, if a simcha the time of farsh masavas beit Hashem yisakin kol. Should find everything we said. So just a question as to what exactly is meant by which word, you know, which word means what. What's interesting is there's another. But Rashi is mechalik, at least in Beitza. Rashi is mechalik between the one thing is clapping the hands, one thing is clapping somehow slapping your knee or slapping your thigh. Okay, there is another distinction that's drawn by the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi in Beitz on that mission. It's Perek Hay, Halacha Beis, it's Daf Chof Amud Beis in the Vilna edition. This is the, I have here the art school edition because he has, the art school Yerushalmi uses the page of the Yerushalmi, you know, there's a Hebrew page, the American Hebrew page, Yerushalmi, not the Vilna page. They have a new pagination which is being done by Ozer Hodder. So to that, in other words, Yerushalmi, most people don't refer to Yerushalmi based on Daf. They refer to Perek and Halacha. So the standard Vilna edition is Daf Chof Mabez, but those who had to redid it because they put different commentaries on the page and so on. Anyway, so here you have a statement, V'lo Misapkin on this mission, Sipuk Shu Mechamoso. He says there's a difference. It's not the difference in the act. Both mean clapping your hands together. Misapkin and Metapkin both mean it's the motivation that's different. Sipuk shumechamoso. Sipuk is when you do it out of anger. As the Gemara says, Kimo da'at omar v'yichach bolak el bilom v'yisfok eskapok. Yerushalmi, Taka quotes our posuk. Right, Yerushalmi, the Bible never quoted our posuk. Neither did Rashi. Tosus in Moikotin quoted our posuk as a kash against Rashi. We'll interpret why he spoke sometimes having to do with the thigh. But the Yerushalmi Taka quotes our pasuk and says, you see, well, why did Bilam clap his hands? I mean, Bilam clap his hands together. He's out of anger. So he says, Sipu mechamoso. Velo metabchin tipuach shulertsono. Tipuach, you're doing it out of ratzon, you want to. That's how the Mefarshim on the page say, the Karbon Eidah, you know, on the Yerushalmi says, Sipuk shuvo machmas kasaroges. Right, Sipuk is because of anger and frustration. Tipuach shulertsono, sheoso bedas miyushevis machmas simchi. You're calm, you're happy, you're jolly, and you clap out of simcha. Okay?
That, with the hands, though.
Right, that's the point. According to Yerushalmi, there's no difference. They're both done with the hands. Why are they two different words? Because they're two different motivations. Sometimes a person claps his hands out of anger, and sometimes a person claps his hands out of simcha. That's exactly what the Yerushalmi is saying. The Tanya Moshe says the same thing. Like it says by Bilam. By Balak, and our parasha. And Tipuach, Krimasho, so it's on, right? The other one is the Tzono. They're both also. So what's interesting is the Sefer Haredim. We have the Sefer Haredim, you know, we've quoted in the past, it's the Sefer HaMitzvos. But he also, the author of the Sefer Haredim, Rabbi Elazar Azkari was his name, at the time of the Chachmei Tzvas and Shulchan Aruch around that time. So he wrote the Sefer Charedim, which is the Sefer Mitzvahs we discussed in the past, that presents all the mitzvahs of the Torah based on which part of the body you use for it. These are the mitzvahs you do with your hand. These are the mitzvahs you do with your mouth. These are the eyes. These are the mitzvahs you do with the ears, and so on. So that's the more famous work. But he also wrote a Perush in the Mishami that I think exists only on Brachos and Beitza. Maybe by now they have others. But anyway, so this Ozu Hadar edition was on Mem Hayim Aleph Beis. It prints the Charedim on the page. The regular Vilna edition doesn't have it on the page. You can find it in the back or whatever. But anyway, so the Sefer Charedim writes, so he points out right away, this Yerushalmi is the low Kirashi Shapirish Mishosena Sipu Kaf Al Yerach. Charedim points out that right away, this Yerushalmi is against Rashi, or Rashi is against Yerushalmi. I'm going to look at it. Because Rashi says that the Sipuk is Kafal Yerech. But here, the Vadai, Buddy says, Vadai Yerushalmi Nami Moda the Osir. But there's no machlokas. In other words, there may be machlokas in translating words, but there's no machlokas in the din. Because even the Yerushalmi says the Charedim will be Moda, that it's Osir to clap or to slap on the hand. Doha Beha Nami Ikala Mechel Tikkun Klei Shir. That's also done. You know, we clap our hands to song. Yeah, you know, some people clap and smack their legs, and you know, and then the song also. Okay, but Harei Debuchal Simugamu Ella Rabu Sashmin Yerushalmi gives a more of a chiddush. Rabu Sashmin Dafilu Sapa Sipe Kaf Ale Kaf Bechema Bechas also. The chiddush Yerushalmi is even if you do it out of anger, like the pasuk in Bolak, but he spoke, you know, here we clapped at him. He didn't do it out of song, so you might have thought, well, clapping out of anger, that's not usher, because the whole issue is based on what? Shemisak and Kleshir, that the clapping is associated with Simcha. So here, guy's not doing a machma Simcha, he's doing it with anger. So it's different. So that's the Charedim says, no, that's the Chiddush Yerushalmi. Right? The Chiddush Yerushalmi is, Afagav, the Kevin, the love of the Simcha, Lekha, Lemigzar, Letikim Kleshir. Nevertheless, the little plug, Rabbanam, Mosai, the little plug, any type of clapping, whether it's done for Simcha, not done for Simcha, it's all included in the Isser of Shemisach and Klei Shir, and therefore it's also whether you're doing it for Avelis purposes or for whatever other purposes. So that's the Sefer Charedim says is the Chiddush. What?
Doesn't matter where you clap.
Exactly. Doesn't matter your motivation. Doesn't matter why. Okay. Right. And so at the end, everybody agrees that it's all usher. Which word means what? And again, there's one other Rashi of relevance in Beta on Daf Lamed Amud Beis. Daf Lamed Amud Beis, an earlier Rashi where the same Mishnah is quoted. So there Rashi says, below Metapchin, there Rashi says, Mishum Shir, O Mishum Ovel. Rashi himself, earlier in Beit, Daf Lamed Beis, says, like the sort of like Yerushalmi, it doesn't matter if it's done with Shem Shir, if there's some people in the clap, beating themselves out of sadness, out of Avelis, and so on, so it doesn't matter either way. Rashi himself, in Beit, Daf Lamed Beis, says, again, below Metapchin, Mishum Shir, O Mishum Ovel, Metapchin, Yadav Zulazul, you're clapping out of frustration, or out of sadness, or out of Simcha, it doesn't make a difference. That Rashi sort of is actually, I'm sorry, it's Beit, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. It's interesting, just on this subject, and then we'll get to the halachas in a moment. The Tosfos Yontif in commenting on that Mishnah Beis, a Parakei Mishnah Beis, below Mistapkin, okay, he quotes in the Bartanura, says like Rashi and so on, okay. It's interesting. He says, "Harif Arash Evi Yerushalmi below Mistapkin Ahabo Mechamoso." Okay, they said it means it refers to anger based on the pasuk in Bilam and so on, based on the pasuk in Balak rather, regarding Balak's reaction to Bilam. I once saw somewhere, I don't know, you know, it says Vayispoke as Kapov. I once saw some. We were told he smacked his own hands together. I once saw somebody said he smacked Bilam's hand. Like he hit him. He got right because it said he slapped his hand. Who's the his? The pronoun. Right, but I looked around. I couldn't find it. If someone finds it, let me know. I once came across it. He got angry at him and he whacked him.
Okay.
Anyway, but be that as it may, the Tosfos Yontif says. Points out this distinction between the Tosfos Rashi and Yerushalmi, okay? And he says why Rashi didn't want to say like the Yerushalmi, because Mehechet Teisa L'Chalek, why in the world would you think that there's a difference, you know, between the two? We'll see. So we'll see more in a moment. But that's the Tosfos Yontif, and he actually refers to the tour, which we'll see in a second, who sort of accepts both. I just want to show one other pshat, just to throw it out there. The Rambam in the Perish HaMishnah, here in Beitza, Parakei, Mishnah Beis, says a totally different pshat altogether. And I don't know how he works it out in the Psukim in our Parsha. You'll have to say, Lashon Tor Lechud and Lashon Chacham Lechud. Rashi will misapkin, rakim l'tapkin, zereshim misapkin l'shir, misapkin hu hanigun v'ha'akob batzlatzal. When you hit the tambourine, not talking about having your hands together, you're hitting the instrument that makes the noise, or the drum, or the tambourine, or whatever. Umetavkin ha ko yad al yad. He says, metavkin is clapping your hands together, the other one is beating an instrument. Okay, so again, how you work it out on a pasuk where it says, well, he spoke his kapo, I don't know. But that's the Rambam in the Perish HaMishnah. Now, the tour, I was going to bring it, so we'll say it outside. The tour in Siman Tav Kuf Chav Dalad. The Torah in Siman Tav Kuf Chav. Maybe you can get it. Can you get the Torah Chel Gimel? Or Chaim Chel Gimel? I forgot to bring it. The Torah is in Archaim Tav Kuf Chav Dalad. That's Hilchos Yontev. He mentions both Rashi's distinction. Again, so let's summarize it again. Rashi distinguishes, and Rashi and Beit Talmud Vav, distinguishes that one thing is clapping hands together, the other is clapping on your thighs. Okay? And the Yerushalmi has that it's one has to do with it's both is clapping your hands together, it's one is doing it out of anger, the other is doing it out of simcha. Okay, so the tour in terms of the Psak Halacha brings everything together. It's in the Tav Kuf, I guess I can't find it. Okay, so the tour says that the Isser, like you were saying before, it's across the board. Okay, it doesn't matter whether it's Archaim Beis, yeah, sorry. Okay. Yeah, well, I'm actually, this one I don't listen to. Let's just see if it's right. No, it's not. This one is a Tav Kuf Chav Dalad. You can't find it, let's figure it out. He quotes both shitas. You know, he says, whether you're doing it for on your hands, or whether you're doing it on your feet, or whether you're doing it for simcha, whether you're doing all of this is also. Okay? Now, it could be from the Rashi and Beit Tadaf Lamed Vav that you could argue that it's only Kleishir, it's only out of Simcha, because the whole Gzer Rishon is not in Kleishir. But we already saw the earlier Rashi in Beit Tadaf Lamed, where Rashi himself says Mefurish that it doesn't make a difference whether it's Machlas Shir, Machlas Aveilus, or Machlas Anger, or anything else. All these things would seem to be Aser. Okay? So let's look at the tour in Hilchos Shabbos in Siman Shin Lamed Tes, which I did bring. Okay? The Torah Hilchos Shabbos says as follows: V'lo mitapkim lahakos kaf al kaf, v'lo maspikim lahakos kaf al yarech. So, this is right. I'm sorry. This should be right. Yeah. Thank you. So let's look back now. They brought it this, for just a second. I'm sorry. Tav Kuf Chav Dalad. Thank you. Tav Kuf Chav Dalad. There, the Torah writes. Again, he combines both. He says in the middle, he says v'lo mitapkim lahakos kaf al kaf. Okay, I'm sorry. V'lo misapkin lahakos kaf al yarech. V'lo misapkin is not to, you know, clap the hands on the foot, on the thigh. V'lo misapkin is kaf al kaf. Lo b'chamos v'lo derech simcha. Not out of anger, not out of anger. So the Torah puts everything together. The Drisha in Os Aleph says, Kain Pirish Rashi, and Rishalni Mashim Hashem being an Echad, Adam, Ela Sipokos V'chamozo, Tibuch Mitzono. Again, he mentions the same thing, and it would appear that in one place it's the opposite of what Rashi says, but he puts it all together. Again, he quotes a pasuk here from Parshas Balak, but his book is Kapov, and he thinks that's what the Torah says. Okay, so that's there in Hilchos Yontif, he quotes both. Interestingly enough, in Hilchos Shabbos, he doesn't. In Hilchos Shabbos, in Siman Shin Lamed Test of Arachim, he only quotes the one. V'lo mitapkin lahakos kaf el kaf, v'lo misapkin lahakos kaf al yarech. He doesn't say the simcha versus avelos. I don't know. In other words, in Hilchos Yontif he says it, but Hilchos Shabbos, whatever reason, he does not. So just pointing that out, I don't know what I want to make of it. Is the Torah relying what he said later? At the end of the day, it seems. What? Well, no, but in Hilchos Shabbos he quotes Rashi's Chiluk and Beit Tadaf Lamed Vav, and never mentions anything that it's both Machmas anger and both Machmas Simcha. In Tav Kuf Chav Dalad, he does make the Chiluk. I'm just pointing out. Now, if you go back to that Yerushalmi in Beit again, the Parak Halacha Beis, the Chofma Beis in the Vilna edition, Memhei and Alvna, the Hard edition, the Gemara goes on to tell a following story. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yonah v'chavraya, chad amar chen shar v'chen osur, v'chur na'amar b'en achen v'en achen osur. Machlokas Rabbi Yonah v'chavraya, one of his friends, one of his colleagues. Okay? One said this is also, one said that's mutter, the other said both are also. So the Mepharshim have to help us out over here in telling us what this Yerushalmi means. The Karbon Eda explains as follows. He was doing a demonstrative act. He was showing the Talmidim what's also and what's mutter. So the Yerushalmi says, the Karbon Eda says, Hachain Shari, Lachore Yad of Shari, Avakadarko Osir. He said, backwards, like this, like you said before, like in Yeshivish or whatever, that's Yerushalmi. This Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi in Beit says, Glachore, to clap like this, that's Mutter, Avo Kedarko Aser. Okay, that's how the Karbon Eda writes. That's exactly the Mokor for that practice. The Pnei Moshe elaborates, Chadam Achen Shahaya Mare. He would, the Subyona and his colleague would demonstrate it to Talmidim. There was an audiovisual aid. Hayamara im also who came from Itapach al Achori Yodav, Vavak Kalachiyad Shari. Vachain, and in Itapach, the Kama Yodav, they do it the front way, the normal way, palm to palm. That's also. The Chorna, the other rabbi, Acher, the Acher to Amar, Bein Mekame to Bein Achori Yodav Asir. The other guy says, no, it's both Asir. It's also front way, it's also back way, it doesn't make a difference how you're clapping, it's all Asir. Again, the Karedim explains, Hayamara bi, Haki Shari, Hayamara bi Yodav. Umaka bekapala choriado, Hashemis, he clapped on the back of the hand like this, or this way, whichever way it was. V'amar dezeh mutter, dein zeh minag lo l'simcha, v'lava l'ochat. Haredim says, that's not the way it's done for any of the purpose. Not for simcha, not for avelus, not for anger. That's how people do it. It's backwards. It's kalachayada, either like this, or the other way, whichever way it was. But it's not the normal way, says the Haredim, whichever pshatim you like. You like Rashi pshat, you like the Yerushalmi's distinction. It's not anything. It's not anything.
Okay?
That is mutter, right? But the other man don't bachein also, but klomer bein also elahochi. There are stay kapos also. Then he showed the talmid and he clapped like this. That's also. That's what Biona said. And then, or one of the rabbis said. The other rabbi said, bachein 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 also. Why the low plug? But on klom, no, the low plug. The frontwards, backwards, the low plug. Any type of clapping is also. That's a machlokas here in the Yerushalmi. Whether clapping kalachiyat is mutter. Then the Gemara goes on. I'm not going to read and sign on the same. Huh? What? We didn't say about that. We'll see. Okay. Now the Yerushalmi goes on to tell a story that Rav Meir came to a place and he saw that there was clapping. I'll say it outside. Rav Meir came to a place and he heard the people clapping on Shabbos, and he said, "It's the laws of Shabbos don't work here." He was upset about it. He said, "No one keeps Shabbos here, right?" But then he realized that this was where Rebbe was. Okay, he didn't know the Rebbe was there. Rebbe was there. Rav Meir is much older. Okay, but he realized if you don't know who's there, he must have mattered, and he ran out, you know, whatever, whole story. That this is one of the places where it says that Rebbe got a glimpse of him from behind. And Rebbe said a great praise to Rebbe. He said, all of my godless, a good part of my godless comes because at least I got a glimpse of Rebbe from behind. An interesting, another interesting parsha. But anyway, it comes out from that story that it is actually a machlokes, but Rebbe allowed the clapping kalachiyat, because Rebbe was surprised, but sof kosol, Rebbe, who don't know, permitted it. And obviously that's what these Talmidim were following. Okay, so lahalacha we find the following. The Rambam in Perek Chof Gimel, okay, Mehilcha Shabbos Halacha Hey. Just a second. The Rambam Perek Chof Gimel Mehilcha Shabbos Halacha Hey. Paskins like this whole sugya. The Rambam says, here it is, Ein misapkin v'lo meraktin v'ein mitapkin b'shabbos gzeira shem yisakin kleshir. Whichever interpretation, I don't know, we're not going any further into that, that was the background, but whatever interpretation, all this clapping is also, but ulisape kelachayad mutter. The Rambam paskins that the clap backwards is mutter. That's the Rambam, all based on this sugya. The Beis Yosef, the commenting on the tour, and that same sermon we saw before, Shin Lamed Tes, writes, Kos of a Raman Parakov Gimel Usapik Leachad Mutter, Vulomad Kain, and he learned that from that Yerushalmi. And he quotes this whole Yerushalmi, okay, which we're not going to read inside, okay. And Bechasu Arifa Rosh, he brings up both the Rifa and the Rosh, says, the Mashma, the Rav Meir, also Tapeh Kalachayad. Apparently, Rav Meir, who objected, held that it's also to clap backwards. But Afal Pichein Pasuk Rabbi Yonah de Basrohu, he was later the Sfirah Kabbonah de Bei Rebbe, and he follows the those Rabbanan whom we saw clapping in the house of Rebbe, that metapcha achoy them, okay, the ode, and then the base says the ikal of Meir, that filler of Meir Charlotte Klachayat. It could be that the Meir allows it. Okay, the low Omar Rabbi Sein Hut for Shabbos, when he made that sarcastic comment, Rabbi, is this Shabbos mutter here? And all the halachas are mutter, all the yisrim are mutter. And let me from the Savar, the metapcha kedarkam. He thought they were clapping a straight way. He didn't realize when he came into the room that they were clapping backwards. They says it's just perhaps not even lachokas. Perhaps even Rabbi Meir agrees that it's mutter to clap. I just didn't realize the metzias when he came in. Okay, and that's, we worked that out into the words and so on. However, it's interesting. The Beis Yosef quotes a this is an important thing. He quotes a Gemara Nidadaf Yudalam Beis. It says that we paskin like Rebbe. Sheyesh lismoch al dvar b'shum da have shchichi rabim gabei umechadid in shmeitzei. Interesting thing. Just a side point. We often paskin like Rebbe Nasi, since he was a Nasi, so all the Rabbanim hung around by him. So we're talking learning. So that's how they sharpened. In other words, when Rebbe came out with something, it was as a result of a lot of discussion and a lot of back and forth with the other Rabbanim, because it always came to him. So that's just an interesting side point. Okay, so it comes out from here on both sides that it's also to clap on Shabbos. Maybe it's mutter to clap backwards. That's the Rambam paskin. Perhaps the Machlokas Rebbe and Rebbe Nasi, but we paskin it's mutter. If you look around nowadays, I suspect that we'll find that many people don't seem to be that miser in this din. And many people are singing Zmiras, whatever, thing, you know, Shabbos, Yom Tov, whatever, Achas and Kala, whatever, Sheva Brachos, everyone's clapping, and sometimes even dancing, and some of the Chassidim, you know, so what's okay.
That's not a real
thing. What's going on? I mean, here we have a straight out din. And it seems to be very difficult to figure out here we have it. So how many minutes? And basically, what's exactly is the Limud Chus? So we don't have to look too far for Limud Chus. It's found in Tosus. Okay? The Tosus already finds the Limud Chus. The Rambam didn't make any Limud Chus. Rambam just says it's Aser, but it's Mutter to do backwards. Okay? Clap backwards. Clap Kalachiyad.
The Tosus doesn't
have Tikkun Mana
anymore.
Not cool. For that, just Tikkun Mana. Right. So Tosus says, very good. Tosus,
we don't do those.
In Beitz on Daf, Lamed Amar Aleph. Dira Amaschil, Lamed Amar Aleph in Beitz, same Sechta. Lamed Amar Aleph, Dira Amaschil. Kanan, Tosus says, here it is. Right, the Gemara quotes that. That's where Rashi said that it doesn't matter whether it's Mishum Simcha, Mishum Kas, and so on. But anyway, Tosfos says Pirush Rashi Shemi Sakin Kleshir Umiu Lididan Shari. But for us, this is Mutter, says Tosfos. Why? The Dafka be a man to be Kian Lasos Kleshir Shayach Lemigzer. Only olden days they knew how to make instruments and fix instruments. It was a common knowledge, I guess, at one time, where the instruments weren't that complicated like today. What, you know how to tune a piano? I guess a guitar. People play guitar and how to tune it. Most people can't tune instruments just like that.
Same thing.
Tuning, fixing, and making it. But apparently, right, nothing. But I don't know, exactly. So I'm just saying, so Tosus, no. The Tosus says that the people do not play, even people who play don't know how to fix it. So Tosus is saying, apparently in those days, maybe the instruments were more primitive, they were easier to fix, whatever. But Tosus says that Daf could be a man should be kian lasos kleshir shayach lemigzer. Aval didan ein anu be kian lasos kleshir velo shayach lemigzer. The whole din is exaver shem yisakim kleshir, but the whole is takin kleshir. It's not going to deploy today. No one knows how to fix instruments. The instruments that we have today, you can't fix them. So no one in the world is going to start clapping. Oh, you're clapping? Maybe I'll tune my piano or fix a broken broken trombone. I mean, that doesn't work. So Tosus says that's what Tosus says. It's not even a matter of limud chus. Tosus is saying the whole history is off the table. Okay, that's the position of Tosus, and of course that's an important hetzer for us. The Yamshel Shlomo.
Did Rambam make any fun of
it? Rambam did not. That's the point. As far as I know, all the Rambam says back in Parakov Gilchos Shabbos Halacha, hey, Ein Misapkin V'lo Merakin V'Tapkin B'Shabbos Gzeres Misapkin B'Shir. Period. Then he just says Misapkin Kalachiyad Mutter. He allows the other side, like the end of that Yerushalmi, but he doesn't give any chilat. Well, we don't know how to do it today. He doesn't accept. I mean, Machlokas Rishonim. But again, Tosus at least gives us a little bit of room to work with. The Yamshel Shlomo there in Beitza in the Parakei and Siman Vav. Yamshel Shlomo discussed this at some length. Okay, he also mentions that he quotes that whole Yerushalmi, and he says that perhaps we follow Rebbe Lakula because all of the Talmid Chachamim were Shchichi Gabe and so on, Mechad and Shmaitze and so on. So that's why we follow Rebbe here. And he also mentions that Afopi, another heter, the Afopi Shami Talim Sagim Raktim, Vanuro and Hayom Shirabin Partsin Bazer. Many people, you know, break this together. He says, what can you do? It's too common, it's too widespread a practice. Everybody does it. Everybody sings mirrors and claps and dances whatever on Shabbos. So this is another tzad heter, so to speak. Sometimes you're going to make a fuss about it, makes matters worse. People don't know. So leave him alone. Okay. All right, but he says here about Philip Tosos from a Kippur from the Torah, where a koch b'yecham linchos ba'os on the achlo v'shasi ad urta. These would be people who would mamish an erev and kippur would eat and drink mamish till nightfall, you know, till it was man. And we know there's a mitzvah tosefes of a kippur, so to start early. All of our shuls start early with kol nidre and tzolzak and everything to start early. But apparently one time, you know, they couldn't get the people away from it. It was too hard for people, whatever. It was embedded. The minute was too embedded. So sometimes you have to leave things alone. At the end, he mentions, we'll come back to this point also, he says that we know there are exceptions, he quotes the Marik, that the Yom Simchas Torah, Mutar Lirake Bishah Shom Chilusim LaTorah, Denogu Behetim Yishum Kabarat Torah. The Simchas Torah, we'll see shortly about other sources too on that, but Simchas Torah, because the Kabarat Torah came in the last one, Shmushmus, that's only Shmus anyway. And he says, therefore, other mitzvahs, you mentioned before Sheva Brach, he says, Lefiza Nami Shara Lirkod Lemisuin, Mishum Kod Chasim Mekala. Now, I know I may not do only about Sheva Brach, because it was a common practice at one time, the famous Jews or Amor, that people got married on Friday afternoon, right before Shabbos.
Save money.
They couldn't afford, right. The people had so little food and so little money, so they had to have a meal for Shabbos.
It's a good idea.
It was a good idea, right. So they were there to save money for, you know, they couldn't afford to make a separate suda. So many people have Shabbos to make a suda anyways, so they would get married. They would have the marriage on Friday afternoon, Namish, a little bit, you know, a little before Zman, and then the meal would be Shabbos meal. Okay, but anyway, you could sing and dance at these meals, because it's Kavar HaMokom, and he says, V'nira sh'v'yeinai sh'nagu l'haka b'chol elef imashim m'maskina b'reish parakam. Maybe it's all based on the fact that it's that we do this now, Hanachon Yisrael Mutash Yushogin, or like we said before, that it's without Bekim, the Dafka b'yimei, it should Bekim l'asos kleshirim, shayach l'migzah v'dad, eno Bekim l'asos kleshirim, mo shayach l'migzah, and so on. Now, you asked before the Rambam, the Yavshu Shlomo says, V'afal pisha kol shar ha-mechabim l'chilku b'ino idna l'yom rishonim. I mean, he's basically saying, this Tosfos is a minority viewpoint. None of the other rishonim, none of the other prominent rishonim makes such a chilek between the olden days and nowadays. But he says, mikol mokom b'tziruf tam emitzi. You take that, a heter of Tosfos as a sniff l'hochel. And the fact you're doing for a mitzvah, like some of the Torah, okay, so yesh l'chalek. All right, so again, the Yavshu Shlomo kind of that seems to be written more like as a limud zchus. You put together Tosfos' point, and if he's bothered by the fact, why do we suddenly all rely on this Tosfos as a das yachid? The Rambam doesn't say it, and the Yavshu Shlomo tells the other Rishonim don't make such a chilek. Tosfos comes up, Tosfos in Beit Adav Laman Adav comes up with such a chilek. Good, but that's not everybody. But nonetheless, he says there's room to make it, but the tziruf of that, and the other reasons, the fact that it's a mitzvah, he says, okay, so what about in the Shulchan Aruch? If you take a look in the Shulchan Aruch, over here, yeah. In Simon Shin Lamed Tes, that's where this is, Aruch Haim Simon Shin Lamed Tes, the Mechaber, again following presumably following the Rambam, okay, the Mechaber writes in Simon Shin Lamed Tes, Siv Gimel, Ein Metapkin Lahakos Kafel Kaf, Below Masapkin Lahakos Kafel Yarech, he goes back to that distinction of Rashi, Below Meraktin, Gzerah Shemisakin Kleshir, and now, Zid was asking before, Bafilu Lahakos Be'etzba Lakarka, even to bang on the ground, okay? Or a luach, or on some table or board or something. Or achas kneged achas kederech hamishorim, even fingers together, I think it means snapping, right? Snapping the fingers together. Kederach hamishorim, you know, like people start singing and they clap and snap their fingers. Oh, lekashkesh be'egros l'tinok, they're playing with types of nuts that make noise. Oh, lesachek bo, bezug, kedei shistok, some kind of bells and so on. Kol zeh kedei osser, kol zeh kedei osser bo osser, gzeresh misakin kleshir, but lesapek kelachayad muter. That's the Rambam. There are more rites. Hagoah. The fact that people do it today and nobody shries about it, there's too entrenched a practice. Or v'yesh omrim, that's the Tosfos, the Rizman hazeh kol shori de'ein ala b'kiyin b'asiyas kleshir v'lekel amigdash shem yisakin kleshir b'mils zol shchiachu v'efshar sh'al zeh nagu l'haka b'kol, that's the Tosfos. So the Ramah brings that chulun, the Mechaber does not, you know, but the Ramah, luckily for us Ashkenazim, does bring that. The Mishneh Berurah writes in Sivkot and Zion, even though the Mechaber didn't make the distinction, again, go back before, Sivkot and Zion, Ein Metapkin, Bein Be'evlo, whether it's for Avelos, or Be'chamoso, or Hatzar, to demonstrate anger, Uvein Machma Simcha, the chulun, Mishneh Berurah, Mishneh Berurah, Mishneh Berurah, Mishneh Berurah, Mishneh Berurah, Mishneh Berurah. So he wraps it up very simply, Mishneh Berurah does, by not making any such distinction. Sharatzin and Oshay says, but the quotes of that Yerushalmi, and some say maybe it should be mutter if it's not for sheer purposes, for Avelis purposes, the distinction we mentioned, before. It's also interesting to note the Bir Halacha writes to the Sapek Kelacha Yad Mutter. Where do you see that? See, the Bir Halacha writes that's based on that Yerushalmi, the whole story with Rebbe and Meir, like we mentioned, and he says, but he says as far as other things are concerned. In other words, he only allows kelachar yad by clapping. You wouldn't say that to fix a musical instrument kelachar yad is allowed. In other words, the Mishneh Berurah says don't take this kelachar yad thing to everything, because it was the only story, says the Mishneh Berurah in the Bir Halacha in the Gemara, was about clapping. So he says, we can't now say that all the things that were usher of Kleshir are now going to become mutter because he do kelachayat. He's saying it's only limited to the story that Yerushalmi Gufa has. Important Bir Halacha. The Magen Avraham, this over here. The Magen Avraham, just to round this out. The Magen Avraham, we'll move to wrap up shortly. This again is all in Sim Shin Lamed Tes of Or Chaim. The Magen Avraham, so Cotton Bays writes an interesting kasha. There is a Gemara in Yuma. Again, Echad Gadol Chakpish Yamshul Shlomo. Quote the Yamshul Shlomo. He said, "The Afal Gav Nika Parakam of the Yuma. Are you making with me Kohen Gadol be Etzba Tzreida?" Remember that they had to keep the Kohen Gadol awake. Remember the night before Kippur, so they would read and do other things. So then sometimes they would snap fingers and so on. So why is that allowed? So he says, "Shani Hashem Shul Makin LaHakitzo LaHavi Kol Shul Shir." Okay, that's why the Mechaber's lotion was snapping fingers kederach hamishorim. When you're saying a song, you snap your fingers. But if you're doing it to keep the guy awake, you snap your fingers to keep the guy awake, that's mutter. That's interesting. Others say the Kafachayim in Osir Bey says maybe it's different there with the Gemara Yuma because that's in the Mikdash, ain't Shmuz b'Mikdash. This whole thing may not apply in Mikdash. Others may talk break about that. But there's an important distinction when it has no, we'll come back to a point about that in a second, or maybe I'll mention it now. It may make a nafkamina for applause on Shabbos. Applause.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, because that's not done with the same shear. Based on this of this Magen Avraham that says that the Kohen Gadol could snap the string because the intent was not to snap the beat of a song, but to keep him awake, so then applause would also not perhaps fall under this gear at all. Very possible.
We said earlier about what applause between.
That's correct. In a Quran. The Magen Avraham makes that distinction, so that's a possibility. Just one or two other things the Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot and Yud. Again, like we said before, when the Ramah quotes that Tosis and says that therefore nowadays we're going to be makel on everything, he says, "Hai lo hakel bakol koyal tipuach v'sipu garikud." The law of Shalad Roman is come to sip zeh. Then he adds, that's what we said before in the Bir Halacha, right? The whole heter is not on everything second cliche we're going to say before we said it about Kelachayad, but the Ramah says, even according to Tosis, the Mishneh Berurah, they're saying, even according to Tosis, that says that the Xer of second cliche doesn't apply anymore, it does not now mean that everything that was also of second cliche now becomes Mutter. You can't do that. It's only Tipuach and Rikud and so on, but all Shalvarm, but Philip with Tipuach and Rikud, ain't Kedaila, Niach Minog, Shalobimokom Mitzah. He says, and even that should only be limited to Mokum Mitzvah. You should not do it if it's not some kind of Mokum Mitzvah. Unless you want to say, like the first reason, they have Hanachlan Yisrael, Mutu Shishogan, Vayu Mezidim. Now the Magen Avraham in Sivkot Aleph says, Ulechvod HaTorah Mutu L'Rakeh B'Simchas Torah. Simchas Torah, we do obviously allow dancing. The Taz says the same thing. In also in Sivkot and Beis, Kosovo Beisilsa B'Shem Marik, Shorish Tes, Shabiyom Simchas Torah, Mutal Arake, B'Shar Shom Kilos Mutar, Mishum Kvon HaTorah, Kevon the Les Balashim Shus, Okay, and that's the Chul Alma. Everyone agrees on the star. And the Mishnah Berurah also says the same thing. In Sifkat Ches, we pass the halacha. We Yom Sifkat Star Mutal Arake B'Shar Shalom Kilus in the Torah Mishu Kavat Torah. Came in the less Bezel Mishu Shulis. Avu B'Shar. But now he says the distinction. Avu B'Shar Simcha Shal Mitzvah. Because notice the Mishnah Berurah is bothered by the Magen Avraham. The Taz, they all say it's Mutal and Simcha Star based on what? Kavat Torah, not based on Mitzvah. Based on Kavat Torah. So Meila says the Mishnah Berurah. If that's the case, then Avol Bishar Simcha Shal Mitzvah Gom Nisuin Afilu Hachi Aser. He wants to answer if it's not L'Shem. L'Shem Mitzvah is not enough. It's Dak L'Shem Kavanat Torah. So according to that, you wouldn't be allowed to dance at the wedding of Shem Rochel. The Gamla Kavanat Torah ain't Kedai L'Hatel Tipuch Marikav Lo Kishkush Parmonim Vezugim and so on. You can't ring bells and other types of things.
Bring the Sefer Torah to the wedding.
Yeah. Okay. Just to finish, it's interesting, obviously, with all of this, I mean... Huh? Sing? Also cover the Torah, maybe. And some yeshivas, don't they sing right before Shabbos or something? What about Shabbos? So obviously, some of the people of the Hasidic persuasion need to take this a step further. Because, I mean, you know, obviously, not, Mishnah Berurah seems to say it's only from cover the Torah. But what about other simchas and so on and so forth? So in the back of the Shulchan Aruch there's a sefer called Eish Al Avram, not the Eish Al Avram of the Pirkei Avodah, but Eish Al Avram of Buchach in Siman Shin Lamed Tes Gimel. He writes as follows in the Chassidish community: Odos Hanog Achshav L'Sapech L'Tapech L'Shabbos Kodesh Yomtiv Kodesh V'Tfila. By the Chassidish Yishtim, they're clapping and dancing during regular davening, or at least clapping, you know, in some places. What's going on here? Rabbi Mechain Shleim Gdolim the Torah, Maisim Tovim, Nirusha Mitzad Shekeman Shemuskul Chulam Lahatel L'Sapach Tavela Raka B'Shas Yom Tov Hakodesh Simchas Nisun Mechain Nog B'Li Chashash. He says not like the Shibur. If it's mutter for a wedding and everything like that, okay, so then no one objects to it and so on. So then, in Cain, listen to this one. Kedei shol yeshulchan chamole, the shulchan rab charekam, hin higu Cain legabe avodas Hashem yisbarach. Wait, you can dance for chas and kala, but not for Kadosh Baruch Hu? Not for avodas Hashem? So that's upset. Chassidish type of, you know, now, right? And I'm going to say, okay, so for this chas and kala, we'll make a big dance, and we'll sing and clap and so on and so forth. And not for avodas Hashem? How can it be? So avodas it's allowed. He says, and therefore he says, Yadua b'shem Ari Yizal, she has simcha yisera mitzad avodas Hashem yisbarach yoser. That simcha avshoros b'olam adei rov kalav sharli grom simcha. They should have simcha for avodas Hashem, should be the highest form of simcha. Again, you get where this is going, and therefore he says that it's nachon laharbis b'chol mei smachas avodas Hashem yisbarach, and especially ubiyom asharas Hashem shenagila v'nismicha b'hem. Okay, especially those days which a yontif was supposed to rejoice and avada avada, you should sing and dance during the davening. Not surprising as well, the Minchas Elozer, okay, the Munkatz Rebbe, the Minchas Elozer, in his tshuvas in Chelek Aleph, in Siman Chof Tes, also is was asked this question. Me'ayin ahetel chassidim v'anshei ma'ase shemerakdim v'sapkim v'smachos v'nam Hashem v'shabos z'yom tovim. Right, and where does this come from? That a regular, we're not talking about Simchas Torah here, or Simchas Pesach Shavuot, but someone talking about regular Shabbos and Yom Tov, but a chassidim and a lot of singing and dancing, and you know, where does that come from? I understand. I'm not arguing necessarily, but he's wondering why it's mutter. You can be inspiring all you want, but is it mutter or not? And he really questions it. And, you know, anyway, he has an arichas here, which we don't have time to go into now. It's not just Simchas Shabbos and Yom Tov by itself. It's dafka. He says it's dafka for the people who are motivated by that thing. Okay, in other words, just like he says, but if he quotes the Rambam, but it's almost based on Shoeva, based on the Mishnayos. Lo hayu osin al yedei kala yadas, it's simple, but dafka the gedolim and the tamei chachamim and the anshei ma'aser, see them. That's what dance in simple based on Shoeva. So he says in this tshuva, he says ke'ena mitzvah l'chol odom. Otherwise, he has the kasha. Why does the Mishnah say that it's also altogether? The Mishnah should have said, it's an except when it says, should have said, except for during davening. Why did it say that? Right? That's one of the kashas he raises. And the Mishnah should have said that it's allowed. Gemara should have mentioned that chiluk. If there's a taka chiluk, you know, that during davening it's different because of Avodas Hashem or whatever, the Gemara should have mentioned that chiluk. He said, because not for everybody. It's only the chsidim on Shem Meister and so on. And that's what it says. And it quotes that Rambam at the end of Michas Lulav, Perches, Alachidal, and Pezov, that's in the Beishweb and so on. Anyway, so Michas Elazar, needless to say, also justifies the practice of the Chassidim. The Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan also has a limud. Did I bring the Aruch HaShulchan? Maybe not. Okay. The Aruch HaShulchan also has a limud schutz in the same siman Shin Lamed Tes in Sif Ches and Tes. Baruch HaShulchan basically says, I'll read it, I'll say it outside to save you a moment. I don't have it anyway, I'm not going to send you to get it. The Baruch HaShulchan says, our dancing, it's a different thing nowadays. Nobody's going to be led, it's a whole different kind of thing. Okay, Adarabba, generally speaking today, when you clap, it's dafka when there are no musical instruments. He's right. Okay, you know, the main clap when you're sitting around is on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and there's no instruments, everybody's clapping to keep a beat. We hear a chasana, and there's three drummers, and, you know, another guy mixing everything, and trumpets, and everything like that. Nobody's clapping, people dance. We haven't seen people clap, not that much clapping. Think about it, I think he's right. Okay, the Aruch HaShulchan says our whole style of this type of dancing and singing and music, it's different today. So that's what he says, that's why. He takes it off further, and that's what he says, Tosas. He quotes the Tosas. Well, it's not just that it's not shy for us to fix instruments. He's saying the whole style is different. The whole gzera was when clapping was very close to the musical instruments. And now it's other abbots. It's not like that anymore. Okay, so that's the head of the Aruch HaShulchan. Well, look, the Aruch HaShulchan, I mentioned this a few times. He did. The Aruch HaShulchan very often, you should know this, I mentioned this in the past, the Aruch HaShulchan very often tries to defend the practice of Klal Yisrael. The Aruch HaShulchan was a rabbi of a city, of a shtadlach, he was a rabbi of a town, in Nevardach, you know, so he wasn't just sitting in the Beis Medrash without, you know, having contact with anybody on the outside. He knew what was going on, and, you know, so he always tried to defend the literature practices and so on in his community. So he defended him. He says he's right. He says it's a different style. And Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Tshuva, it's interesting because the Beis Yosef is bothered by Akasha. We can have all these wonderful reasons. It's a different, but don't we usually have a rule that once something is usher, then it remains usher unless a new Beis Din comes. We've discussed this on other occasions, a big sugya. The Beis Yosef is that. He says in that same sentence, Shin Lamed Tes, Divrei Maaseh Lo Metapkin, he says, the Taka Gemara Beitza Daf Hey, Amrinan She'afal Pishin Isbatal Tam Agzera Lo Nisbatal Agzera. Don't we say that once the Rabbanon made Agzera, so then it remains in force no matter what? So he says, yeah, but it's not always no matter what. And he compares it to the issue of Mayim Megulin. Okay, the Mayim Megulin, Daf Lamed Hey Tosis, there says, Mayim Megulin, what was the issue of Mayim Megulin? You weren't allowed to drink water that had been left exposed overnight. Why? So the Gemara says, because snakes may have tasted that water and gotten their poison in it, you'll drink it, it'll die. Okay? So Tosas already says over there, but we don't have too many snakes crawling around our neighborhoods anymore. So that's true today also, so we're not worried about it anymore. Mayim Megulin. So Tosas says that it's the same thing. Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva, in Arachayim Chelek Beis Siman Kuf, he talks about this whole thing also, and he says, for whatever the reason, he's also bothered, you know, the Rabbanim had example, he said, Neon is daiti shatam hu de nechshor kelo poshta hagzera. This never caught on. This was a rabbinic decree that never caught on. Sometimes you find Xera Sheinat Sibri Acholamabo. He said this Xera somehow never really caught on. At that time it may have caught on because the reason made sense, but now it didn't catch on. Although Rav Moshe does say at the end, Avokevan Shemechaber Polig. Let's remember the Mechaber and the Rambam Paskin not like this Tosus. The Tama Tosus ain't no bar. And Tosus's answer is a little bit schwer, as we said. You know, because especially usually try and keep Gzeres and so on. Mina Roy La Hachmer L'Chol Apochus Abalei Nefesh. So once you machmer, it's a good idea to be machmer, not to clap, or at least to clap backwards. That's why I do it like that in some of the yeshivas. Avaladina achazina shmekilin. Although we see that most people are mekel. I brought them with this mamish finish. I brought with me the Tshuva Sefer Kehelas Yaakov. They call it Kehelas Yaakov from Rabbi Yaakov Karlina, the Mishmas Yaakov, the Tamar Ruchaim Velozhin. He writes in his Tshuva section, Chosh Mishpat Chelik Beis, he has an important rule. I'm just going to say it outside now. it's a part of a much bigger sugya, but it addresses this issue, because he points out that sometimes we seem to find that if the reason is gone, then the gzera goes away, and other times we don't. He said, what's the rule here? You know, I mean, how does it work? So he basically posits, and it's part of a longer shmuz enough for now, but he basically posits that when you have a gzera where the tam is built into the gzera, as opposed to many times we have a gzera, the Rabbanan made a gzera, and they didn't tell us the reason. We can figure out the reason, but they didn't tell us the reason. So maybe there were five other reasons that we didn't figure out. So there he says, when the gzera, when it didn't say, this is also because of that, when the Gemara doesn't say it, the Feirish. The Gemara just says, or the Mishnah says, there's an Isser. And then we figure out the reason behind it later, Tosis says the reason, or the... So then he says, if the reason falls away, you still have to keep the gzera, because maybe there are other reasons that we didn't enumerate. But when you have the time of the gzera is built in to the gzera itself, then if the time falls away, the gzera falls away. Okay, so maybe that, you know, plays a little bit here also. If you say that it's Shemi Yisak and Klishir, and there's no more, like Gemara said, it's right all, what is it, openly, in the top of the gzera, Shemi Yisak and Klishir. It says it Mefurish. So then maybe if the Shemi Yisak and Klishir goes away, because like Kosa said, we don't do it anymore, we don't fix instruments anymore, we don't have it anymore, so maybe the gzera goes away. Or like the Rosh Hashulchan says, the whole style of dancing and singing is different. So Lamai said there's a lot to be Melamed Zchus on the practice in Kaisel, and certainly the Tzidish of the Shal Avram and the Chassid Lazar say that what the Chassidim do in davening and dancing every Shabbos or Lachadodi, whatever it is, you know, it's perfectly accepted. We've all been to the Kaisel, probably know on Friday night, and down with Vizhnitz in the front left corner there, you know, they're dancing around for 20 minutes there for Lachadodi and so on. But according to that, it's okay because it's part of Avodas Hashem, and if you don't accept that reason alone, but you have Tosis, we have all these Tzuruf and Lachakos, so there's room to make it, although the Moshe says, it's not a bad idea for Baal Nefesh, maybe to be Machmer, maybe try and clap backwards, which is what some people do. Okay, I go to Jabez.